This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. Are there people in Austin that you don't know, but you're dying to meet? Maybe you've seen them regularly on your day-to-day commute, or maybe you've just heard about them. That's why we started KUT's Hi, Who Are You project. It's kind of spin-off from AT Explained. We heard from Mark Charbonneau. One of his neighbors told him about another neighbor, a widower who'd been quietly living a legacy. KUT's Nadia Hamdan went to introduce them.
Hi, I'm Nadia.
Nadia, I'm Mark.
Very nice to meet you.
Come on in.
I'm at Mark's home in Southwest Austin to ask him about the man he wants to meet.
His name is Burl. I don't know his last name because I really don't know him. But his name is Burl.
Mark heard about him through another neighbor. She was visiting Burl one day and noticed something a little odd. Pictures of babies all over his house.
And so she asked, so what's the story with all the pictures of the babies? And he mentioned how he and his wife used to foster newborn babies.
They were foster parents, but there's more, a lot more.
Looking at the number of pictures, she asked the question, well, how many? And he said, over 100.
173, to be exact, all newborns.
170? 173, yeah, you should not just round it down. 173.
Mark has three young kids. He remembers how challenging it was taking care of them when they were infants. He says to think that someone did this willfully 173 times.
In choosing to do that, knowing that they're going to release these kids to a family, for me, it just boggles my mind, and it also brings about a lot of questions. I want to know who Burl is.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hi, come in.
Hello.
Hi, Burl.
Are you Burl?
I'm Burl.
Hi, I'm Mark.
How you doing?
Burl W. Langford is 77 years old. Clean cut. He's wearing gold wire-rimmed glasses and a white button-up shirt tucked into his jeans. He's retired. Used to work at the Texas Comptroller's Office.
Project.
Your name sure sounds familiar.
Is that right?
I don't know why.
Well, I live a block down that way.
A little small talk, and then Mark jumps right in.
So, would you mind sharing about how you and your wife started fostering?
Well, it started back in January 1976. My wife brought the issue up before the family and decided that she wanted to be a foster parent. So she asked me and the kids if we would be interested, and everybody said yes.
Burl and his wife, Leanna, had two kids of their own. She was a social worker, so she was familiar with foster care programs. Burl says he only had one worry when Leanna brought up the idea.
She liked children, she liked babies particularly, I was a little concerned, you know, she would want to adopt all the children that came through our door, you know.
Right.
And I had this vision of driving the family around in one of these big yellow school buses, you know.
Burl and his wife ended up sending in their application to an agency and got approved. Shortly after that,
we got the first baby, then the second baby, and then from there on, it was just baby after baby.
Over the next 36 years, Burl, his wife, and their kids would take in nearly 200 newborn babies for a few months at a time, sometimes longer. And it wasn't just baby after baby. Burl says they often would take care of three babies at once.
Sometimes three at a time. What was that like?
Busy. We had a row of car seats in the back seat. You eventually got a van that made it easier to carry those three car seats.
Then more questions. Was it expensive? Did it make it hard to get around?
Can you share a little bit about your strategy for sleep?
And what about the kids? Surely this affected them in some way. But Burl keeps insisting. Their life didn't really change all that much.
As you go along, they just fall into a routine. Feeding, bathing, and getting them dressed. You got to give all the credit to the foster moms.
Burl says the family went on living their lives, and the babies just tagged along. Family reunions, family vacations.
Little league games, dance recitals. They just went everywhere.
The newborns definitely turned some heads, though. Burl remembers when their own kids hit high school and they had to bring the babies to one of the back-to-school night events.
My wife would take one baby and go to the class, and I'd take another baby and go to the class, and we'd be pushing a stroller down the hall, and somebody would say, boy, they're going back to school night for a long time.
You know. There were plenty of good times, Burl says, but there were also times when things weren't so rosy.
The second half of the kids, the drugs began to show up. Well, you just have to sit with them more. Fluorescent lights would set them off sometimes, and you just have to comfort them and hold them until it was over with, you know. Then some of the babies we had just had to have surgeries and would have to go to the hospital, and we'd stay with them in the hospital.
But Burl says this wasn't the hardest part of fostering. Mark mentions that he has some friends who are thinking of becoming foster parents.
Interestingly, they have two kids. What advice would you give them?
They have to prepare themselves for that baby eventually leaving. Our first long-term baby, when that baby left, it was hard on all of us in the family. And they have to be prepared for that because it hurts. I mean, you get so adjusted and you put all yourself into taking care of that baby. And then he's gone, or she's gone, you know, and it hurts.
Burl says some of the babies he fostered have reached out over the years. Most of them just want to see where they slept. Sometimes the parents have some questions. Four have stayed in contact. One of them lives right here in town.
In fact, he has a birthday this month. I'll obviously have to be sending him some money for his birthday. He's doing very well.
Mark says he's most struck by Burl and his family's commitment.
When I'm hearing you tell your story, it's like you and your wife made this choice and you just assumed that you're going to be inconvenienced. Like your life is going to be different, and that just became the new normal for you.
Right. I mean, you made up your mind that you were going to do this, and you do what you have to do.
Did you ever second guess it? Did you ever want to stop or quit?
No. I guess if my wife had lived and we were still in good health, we would still be doing it.
Burl's wife died 5 years ago. He lives alone now.
It's an incredible legacy, Burl, and that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to meet you.
We hope we made a difference. We don't know, but we hope we did, you know.
I think you made a difference.
So.
I think so.
Honestly, I think at 180, you would officially made a difference. But
that's wrong. Yeah, that's right.
KUT's Nadia Hamdan. Is there someone in your neighborhood you really want to know? Go to KUT.org to make your suggestion for our Hi, Who Are You project. You can also find much more in our AT Explained series at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there, give us a review on iTunes if you have a minute, or you can ask your own question. It might be the next one we answer. That's at atexplained.org, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.